Picture a remote Chinese village, shrouded in darkness, crawling with tiny black worms. Standing there, you might ask, how did I end up here? The answer reveals something we rarely consider. Every sleek device in our pockets, every cloud service we use, connects back to places like this. Rural China quietly produces the raw materials powering our digital lives, from cotton in our clothes to minerals in our computers. Yet we scroll through social media blissfully unaware of these invisible threads. This disconnect between our technological consumption and its rural origins sits at the heart of China's transformation, where ancient villages collide with blockchain, AI, and facial recognition, often with bewildering results. What happens when a country tries to modernize 40% of its population through apps and algorithms, while that same population still remembers famine? In a Tianjin food court, a 90-year-old man gestures at an overflowing table. Eight. For someone who survived famine, abundance means the freedom to waste food. Around us, elderly people eat alone. Their children migrated to cities, chasing opportunities. This scene captures China's central tension, a massive rural-urban divide threatening social stability. This man embodies memories shaping China's future. Born before 1949, he witnessed relatives suffer during communist campaigns and now taps away on WeChat, the super app handling everything from messaging to payments. He once marveled at his first Japanese TV. Now he complains about app loading speeds. China's government knows neglecting rural areas risks repeating history's upheavals. The Made in China 2025 plan addresses this through e-commerce and technology. The Hukou system, household registration determining access to healthcare, education, and opportunities, reveals this planning directly. Beijing residents receive superior benefits, while rural migrants who built China's economic miracle face barriers. There's no pretense of equal opportunity, just acknowledged class differences powering the economy. Food safety scandals plague China. Human hair in soy sauce, toxic melamine in infant formula. With 22% of the world's population on just 7% of arable land, feeding everyone safely is a political imperative. Xi Jinping declared the party's legitimacy depends on handling food safety properly. The fundamental problem is trust. Short supply chains once let consumers know their producers. Global supply chains severed that connection. Can a mistrusted government rebuild confidence through technology? In Sanqiao Village, Guizhou, where average household incomes hover around $700 annually, lives the blockchain chicken. Each chicken wears a tamper-proof ankle bracelet tracking its steps and location. Data uploads to a blockchain, letting customers scan QR codes to view the chicken's entire life history. These premium chickens sell for up to $40 on JD.com. The irony? When asked about blockchain, the village secretary's assistant replies, "Blockchain? What's blockchain?" The technology solving urban trust issues remains incomprehensible to the rural people supposedly benefiting from it. Tech giants like Alibaba and JD.com now centralize food production, using sensors and data to provide transparency. The same market forces that created food safety problems are now presented as the solution. When African swine fever hit China in November 2018, it threatened the world's largest pork producer. Pork comprises 70% of animal calories in China, domesticated since 7000 BCE. The government's response was telling: slaughter pigs from small farms while protecting industrial operations. Two-thirds of production now comes from large corporations pursuing cost-cutting through technology. NetEase, a major internet gaming company, entered pork production with factory precision. Pigs live optimized lives with calculated exercise, specialized feed, and soothing music to prevent stress affecting meat quality. Hundreds of locally adapted breeds have been replaced by a few hybrids, with unwanted traits genetically edited out. Alibaba proposed replacing farmers entirely with its ET Agricultural Brain, an AI system monitoring millions of pigs through sensors and cameras to detect disease and optimize decisions. The economic logic is clear. AI only makes sense at industrial scale. This creates a self-perpetuating cycle. Demand for cheap pork drives industrialization, which increases disease transmission, which necessitates AI solutions, which further reduces costs and increases demand. Tech companies present optimization and automation as inevitable, yet pathogens like African swine fever expose this as delusion. We live in an unpredictable, open system, but the response is always tightening control, creating an increasingly claustrophobic system born from an inability to honor the unknown. Sun Wei, a 25-year-old licensed drone operator, rejected his father's stable government railroad job to found a farm service company using drones for precision pesticide spraying. Unlike American gig workers, Wei genuinely loves his work, contributes to product development, and mentors others, embodying a new Chinese dream where rural youth find opportunities through technology rather than migration. At the XAG Drone Users Conference in Guangzhou, the CTO unveils simplified navigation systems allowing farmers to operate drones themselves. The operators fall silent. He promises advancement in data management, technology's upward mobility pledge, yet market saturation looms. Meanwhile, a Meituan delivery driver leaps over hallway furniture to deliver medicine within his 2-minute window, exemplifying China speed. Drivers earn $280 monthly plus 0.56 per delivery, but face constant fines for late deliveries, bad reviews, refusing orders, even early deliveries. This gamified system mirrors American gig work, with platforms offloading risk to workers while shirking customer responsibility. The contrast between Wei's enthusiasm and the delivery driver's precarity reveals technology's uneven promises. Shangdeping Village, isolated for 1,000 years by a 5-kilometer mountain path, got a cement road in 2017, shifting from subsistence farming to market economy. When urbanites ordered eggs, delivery took 12 days, impractical for perishables. The village now pursues cultural tourism, capitalizing on their ethnic minority status. Thousands of kilometers north in Dinglu Village, e-commerce thrives. Ren Qingsheng, the village party secretary, types with 2 calloused fingers. Though a millionaire, he still works the fields. His journey began in 2009 when his wife suggested selling costumes online. They borrowed $196 for a computer, and Ren learned Pinyin using his daughter's textbook. By 2017, their business earned $1.16 million annually, shipping worldwide. Dinglo exists in fascinating contradictions. Halloween, which drives their costume business, isn't celebrated in China. Every centimeter of land is cultivated, even burial plots tucked between vegetable fields. These small manufacturers supply global platforms like Amazon and trendy Instagram brands. Yet one shoe manufacturer complains about Alibaba, sucks us dry, sucks the blood out of this village, describing a system where quality continuously degrades to maintain competitive pricing. In Zhuji, which produces 70% of the world's freshwater pearls, pearl parties on Facebook Live represent modern Tupperware-style sales. Hostesses sell wish pearl oysters to American viewers, predominantly stay-at-home moms, nurses, and veterans from high unemployment states. The appeal isn't the low-quality pearls, but the community and attention these hostesses provide in an era of profound disconnection. Similarly, Chinese live streamers on apps like Kuaishou sell everything from oranges to perfume, with women comprising 70% of performers. Many undergo plastic surgery to achieve the desired snake-shaped face. These platforms reveal our desperate hunger for connection in an isolated world. Young Chinese Shihui Ren, society people, have embraced Peppa Pig as a subversive symbol, rejecting mainstream values and the prescribed life path. They see through a rigged system, hustling in the cracks of respectable society. Rather than chasing manifestation dreams, we might embrace the present moment, which promises nothing but demands everything. It demands building communities that allow genuine connection, focusing on awareness and care rather than efficiency and scale. In a world where algorithms optimize pigs and blockchain tracks chickens, the most radical act might be making meaning through trust, presence, and shared vulnerability rather than data points and QR codes.